The following podcast contains true stories of sex, kink, or gender. It's for consenting adults only and is not safe for work. Thanks for listening.
I've never fit, but I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from comedian, writer, and playwright Luna Malbro. Before we go any farther, I need to share an important message. Something big's happened this week, y'all, and I really want you to be there with us. It's Body Storytelling's 14th anniversary. Yes. We started on Valentine's Day weekend somehow, and we are celebrating 14 years of Body. Please get your tickets as soon as possible and join us on the live stream on Saturday, February 13th. We're going to have a story from the Risk Podcast's Kevin Allison, music by Body Storytelling's musical muse Rachel Lark. We'll have a story from feminist filmmaker and pornographer Madison Young and a special guest. We'll have prizes. We'll come together. It's sex positive community. Nobody does it like Body. Get your tickets as soon as possible. There's a link in the show notes and help me spread the word. It is so hard to get the word out on social media now that they're cracking down on anything that relates to sex. I need your help to get the word out so that we can all come together. Thanks in advance for spreading the word about Body, and I'll see you Saturday night. Need to unwind after a long day of Zoom calls? Looking for some new self-care ideas, or maybe you're just looking for a way to get out of a funk and to start feeling like yourself again. Reset and reconnect with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. And this week, why don't you gift yourself, your Valentine, or your Galentine unlimited access to Dipsy's library of 400 plus short, sexy stories. Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself and bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. And for listeners of the Body Storytelling Podcast, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/DIXIE. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Dixie. Put more stories in your ears and enjoy a little in-person pleasure. Head over to dipsystories.com right now and tell them I sent you by using promo code Dixie. How's your week going? It's Valentine's Day week. And I don't know why I love it so much, but I do. I love that there's this, I don't like the Hallmark Channel, I swear to God, but there's just something about people focusing on love which feels like gratitude to me. I started Body Storytelling on Valentine's Day because it felt like a great time to get people to shift from love over to sex. Love and sex are pretty intertwined. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, I've got a couple of ideas for you that are for a Body Storytelling Podcast fan. I'm doing this in addition to a crazy week with the live stream and a podcast in the same week. Number one. Body Got Me Laid perfume. There's a link in the show notes. If you want a sexy perfume, I created this perfume. I created it with a company called Sucrebae. It's got the scents of warm amber, vanilla, honey, alang-alang, which is the hardest word to say in the world. But it's all built around honey because honey, when you warm it up and get it close to the skin, smells, Yeah, you'll recognize what it smells like. So you can get that on the Body Storytelling website. There's a link in the show notes as well. And people have been asking me if I'm on Cameo. Cameo is a way to send a custom personalized video to someone. Well, Cameo has not approved me, but I've had people who've been asking me to create cameos for their Valentines. So if you'd like a cameo from me, we can have a quick Zoom call. We can talk about the person so that I can make it as custom as possible. And that right there is something you do not get on Cameo. You don't get to meet with the person creating it. But I love meeting the people who listen to the podcast, and this is a great way to do that and make sure I get it right. I want the cameo that I create for your Valentine to be perfect, because this only comes by once a year, right? And it's our first Valentine's Day of quarantine, so we've got to be extra clever with our gifts this year while we're all apart. Long distance works for a video, right? I'm really excited about this week's live stream. It's coming together so well. I got Rachel Lark. I love it when she performs the songs that she's been writing for us. She's been writing songs for us almost 8 years, which blows my mind. We did an interview recently on Patreon where we talked about how we discovered each other and how we started working together. And if you want to see what she's about, you can hear her perform. She's going to even do a little extra song for us this week on our live stream. Busy week. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the podcast this week. We've got some great stuff for you. And the story this week is pretty fucking spectacular. Are you excited about a story? Well, let's talk about this week's storyteller. Luna Malbro is a comedian, writer, and playwright who uses humor to shine a light on politics and identity in America. Named one of Yerba Buena Center's most influential artists of 2018 and one of KQED's, that's our local PBS station here in the Bay Area, one of KQED's Women to Watch, Luna has dazzled audiences all over the country with her southern charm and bold humor. She's been featured in The Atlantic, The Huffington Post, Refinery 29, Fusion TV, Time, Glamour, and more. This week's storyteller is Luna Malbro.
Thank you so much, Dixie. I am from the South, so your accent makes me feel right at home, and I might slip into mine with the whiskey. Anyway. The only thing that would make it realer is if I could smell it. I was basically in the room, able to move closer to the three of them. This beautiful honey-skinned sister, handcuffed to the chair, inches in front of me, her locks cascading around her blue dress, torn just enough so I can see a sneak peek of her nipple, right? I saw her hands go down, the one that wasn't handcuffed, as she began to explore her pussy right in front of me. I could hear it. I could hear her wetness. I thought what I had on my hands was going to be another boring Friday night in COVID-19. The thing is, I'm going through a divorce and COVID. And if you're going to tell me that you're sad for me, that's the wrong thing. You should be happy that I'm open. Slide into my DMs. Anyway, I'm going through a divorce and COVID, and basically all I have been able to do is watch Riverdale, right? Like, that's been my way of just escaping everything going on. I thought it was going to be another Friday night of watching Riverdale, but something else was in store for me. A good friend of mine, my dear friend Lynn, quiet, soft-spoken, former preacher, but don't worry, she's reformed, had decided to move into my home, so I opened up my home to a roommate, and there she was, moving in, getting ready to live her new life, our new lives together, in a new home that we would now share as roommates and close friends. Lynn told me that she would have a friend coming over that night, her friend Chris. I did not know this person, Chris. I did not know who would be coming into my home, but I felt the scrutiny building up, because one is COVID, so already I'm a miser and I don't know who's going to be bringing what into my home. And then I saw the Seth Rogen looking ass white dude approach my house. And it's a weird time for a strange white man to be coming into a black woman's home, right? I don't feel like I have to say any more about that. It's a weird time, but this man approached. He was helping put up a big TV in Lynn's room. I thought he was kind. He seemed kind enough, but I kept my distance, minding my business, doing my work throughout the night. Work being trying to watch Riverdale. I started to make food and eat outside, and then Chris got a little bit closer, and I'm like, okay, let's go outside, let's talk. And I could tell he wanted to make conversation, and he was being so friendly and so kind. And my guard started to lower a little bit because this white man said the one thing that a white man can say to a black woman in the Midwest to let her drop her guard. He said, "I'm actually from Canada." And I was like, okay, whew, all right. Welcome, Chris. Come on in. Why didn't you lead with that? So we're outside. We're talking, and Chris and I just start hitting it off because he's just saying all the liberal elitist code words that I look for when I meet a white person. Like, oh, I worked on Obama's Senate campaign. Like, okay, great. Like, welcome. What do you want to drink, right? So then he starts talking and he's like, oh, this COVID thing is hard. But one thing that's been very helpful for me is I've gotten really into VR. And I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. You know, I went to a VR gym one time in San Francisco. I thought it was great. VR seems really cool. And he's just like, yeah, I actually carry the VR kit around. I have it in my car if you want to break it out. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't really want to get on your germs, you know, like, your germs, my germs. I don't want them to mix. He's just like, well, it's really great for gaming. I'm like, okay, I'm not really into gaming. He's like, well, it's great for exercise too. I like to work out with it. I'm like, that sounds cool. He's like, you know, I once did a tour of the White House with it. It was really cool. And it was actually Obama showing you the White House. And you felt like he was right there. That enticed me a little bit. I'm like, that's enticing. And he was like, it's also great for virtual reality porn. And then I was like, all right, now you got to break that motherfucker out. Now, this I got to see. So Chris, this perfect stranger in my home, went to his car and got the kit. As he got the kit out, he was like, here it is. He starts unpacking it. And he was just like, by the way, I'm happy to pay for pizza if anyone wants pizza. And I told my new best friend, Chris, I'm like, go ahead, Chris, buy that pizza, boo. I'll eat whatever you buy. Let's do it. Look, now it's a fucking party. So he breaks it out and he's like, this is what it looks like. This is the setup. If you're interested in trying, we can explore things. And then we started talking about porn because I have the unfortunate misfortune of being too woke for my own good, right? Like, typical porn I watch, I only get in like maybe 3 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, and then I'm like, what's going on here? This woman doesn't seem like she has enough agency. How was this made? What's going on? There's some racial innuendos playing out here that I don't feel comfortable with. And then all of a sudden my pussy's dry, right? Like, that's what typically happens. So Chris and I start talking and we become even closer in that moment because he's like, well, my dream is to create a site called The Ethical Masturbator, where it's like ethically sourced porn, where all the performers are being paid properly and all of these things. And I'm like, that's what I'm fucking talking about. And I tell him about my girl Stoya, performance artist who created the site Zero Spaces that I wrote on. Hey, holler. Anyway, I tell him about Stoya's site Zero Spaces and we're going on and on. And I'm like, you know, I fuck with kink.com. And he's like, I fuck with kink.com too. So anyway, he's just like, well, let me pull up some porn for you to get ready. So it's Chris. He's in the kitchen. He's sanitizing the VR thing. My new roommate, Lynn, is there. And Chris asked the question, what type of porn do you watch? Which is a very intimate question to be asked by a new stranger. But as I shared, Chris and I just became best friends. So I'm like, well, look, but let me tell you what I'm into. I'm into threesomes. I'm into orgies. I'm into all this different shit. I like a little bit of BDSM. Make it happen. So he's searching. He's now a VR porn broker, right? He went from a VR porn evangelist. Now he's a broker using his skills to try to find me the best porn to meet my needs. So he pulls up a couple of things. And he was saying, like, you know, the best thing to do is to download it so you don't have to run into any sort of, like, you know, delay as you're watching it. That could really fuck it up. I'm like, great, Chris, you download that shit. The pizza comes. It's just, it's the best Friday night I've had in a long fucking time. Anyway, already, even before putting on the headset. So Chris gets ready. Lynn's still there. They're just like, you know what? We could give you privacy if you want to get into this, but let me just walk you through it. So he wipes down the headset. Don't worry, I know you're worrying about COVID. He wipes down the headset with the Clorox wipes. I put it on. He kind of orients me to how it works. And immediately I'm in this whole new world. And I choose the porn science bitches because a bitch like me also likes science. So, made by kink.com, I like to learn things as I watch porn. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll learn some science as I watch these bitches. Anyway, so we get into it. Chris and Lynn are still in the room, which is kind of creepy. But you know what? I'm on a journey now. Now I'm in there. Now I'm ready. And I'm in the fucking room. I look down. And I have a white dick. All of a sudden. A very sizable white dick. Right? It's point of view. So I look down. I'm in a suit. I have a big white dick. I did not want one, but here I am, you know? Across from me is this beautiful black woman with locks. I'm like, yes, girl, get your locks. In a blue dress, similar to a blue dress that I own. So I'm already feeling an affinity to her, right? And then she's chained up. She starts getting handcuffed by this other white man who's dressed in a lab coat because he's doing science, right? There's this, he's doing science and he has to test which one of these women gets the horniest, right? So there's this black woman right here. This Latina woman is right in front of me. She's gorgeous. She's super close to my face and she looks into my eyes. I get closer to her and I feel myself getting closer to her as she gets closer to me. She gets down on her knees and she starts pouting her lips, right? She starts unzipping my pants. And the science dude pulls her hair and pushes her hair down closer to my dick. Then she starts pulling out my dick, licking it, sucking it. And I was right in there. I did not know that this would turn me on. But here I was in my own reality. I guess Chris was in there somewhere eating pizza. I don't know. But now I could hear the sounds of everybody in this fucking room, right? Like, I saw assholes. I heard the sound of fingering. I was right there in it. I saw bodies move on and off the dick. I saw the women close in on each other, make out with each other, kiss each other as they explored each other's bodies. And I could feel it in my own body. I felt like I was there. I did not learn any science, actually, that night. But I did come out baptized in the world of virtual reality. I took off the headset. I told Chris, I can never watch regular porn again. Where did you get this? I need to buy this. Oculus Rift S. I know you want to know. I know you want to know. Oculus Rift. And I walked away from that experience knowing how encapsulated it could be, how much of an escape it can be to be in this virtual reality world, to be a sexualized person, to be felt and to be seen and to be touched virtually to experience something that I didn't even know was truly possible. And now I work for Oculus now, so.
I'm a believer.
If you want a headset, holler. No, I don't. Not yet, but I am thinking about how to continue to make ethically sourced virtual experiences that we can all step into. So thank you.
Thank you.
We came up. No shots to the screen. Put your hands up. Make it pop in your face like a Samsung.
And that's my nigga. Better yet, that's my hitter. He don't need notes, and if you do, you go missing. Met him on Tinder. You swipe left on picture.
And he don't even scroll through Insta. Unless he going through my pictures.
I wanna touch on you. You see me in my room. Wish you were here right now. All of the things I do. I wanna get freaky on camera. I love when we get freaky on camera.
Is you into it? Let's break the internet. We do it the best when we have cyber sex.
When he off work, he calling me on Skype. Trust me when I meet him, I'm fucking in my sight. Let me see you beat it, I'm feeling just like Mike. All of your pics. Can't scroll down cause some of them dicks. Think of my parents going through my shit. My shit.
Oh, can't give head, you give me the FaceTime. Nigga, you a creeper, so you in daytime. You ain't getting pussy, you fucking an AI.
Oh,
what a time to be alive.
Living in a future, blinging on my hotline.
I wanna touch on you. You see me in my room. Wish you were here right now. All of the things I do. I wanna get freaky.
That song was Cyber Sex by Doja Cat. Valentine's Day is almost here, so spice things up with Like a Kitten's Couples Box. The Couples Box is an all-in-one for all your sexy Valentine's Day essentials. It's got an erotic game, lube, lingerie, edible body paint, and everything else you need to set the mood. Spark your Valentine's Day with their fun sex scratch tickets that will inspire you to play around in new ways that you've never tried before. Want something buzzworthy? The Couples Box comes with a 10-speed heart vibe and an amazing dual arousal cock ring. Plus, you get your choice of baby doll lingerie or a satin robe. And the box even has strawberry lube and lickable chocolate CBD body paint. Grab the Like a Kitten's Couples Box and you'll be set up for a spectacular night. Just go to likeakitten.com/DIXIE or use promo code Dixie to get 20% off. And Like a Kitten's mission is to help women own their power in all areas of life. A portion of all sales goes to charities that focus on women's empowerment, education, and health. Remember, Like a Kitten is offering Body Storytelling listeners 20% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com/Dixie or enter code Dixie at checkout. Like a Kitten lets you feel good about feeling good. So go to likeakitten.com/Dixie right now. You won't regret it. Right now, our Patreon supporters are messaging us to get their free live stream tickets for February 13th's live stream. If you support us at the $10 or up level on Patreon, you get free live stream tickets. You get the replay of the live stream. So even if you're not available on a Saturday night, you can watch it at your own leisure, and not just the most recent one. Every live stream lives on Patreon. I have a personal goal for Patreon. If by this Saturday night, if we can hit 600 patrons and we're about 25 or so away, then I am going to throw a body slam. Body slam is our competitive story slam. It's uncurated. It's spontaneous. It means that you finally get to tell your body story. We'll do that to celebrate, and I'll be announcing it on the live stream on Saturday night if we can get to 600 patrons. So go to patreon.com/body. Support us at whatever level you can. Great rewards at any level. But the $10 a month level is going to get you free live stream tickets so that you can join us. I'm hoping we can hit this goal. It's my first ever Patreon goal. I'd really love to see this goal happen. Thanks in advance for telling your friends about the rewards that you get on the Body Storytelling Patreon. And hopefully you'll have those free live stream tickets, and I'll see you on Saturday night on the live stream. Thanks in advance for your support. Well, we're at the end of the episode, but before we go, I want to say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to Mosa Maxwell-Smith, to Joe Moore, to David Grossoff, to Donal Mooney, and most of all, thank you to Livestream Technical Director and Podcast Producer Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 161 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.